Hosh, Gelinity, Akshamla, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. Well, tonight, it's the 54th anniversary of Candlestick Park, San Francisco, the Beatles' immortal last concert but one. I mean, we're not sort of, we're counting the one on the roof, folks. But in homage of that, I thought I'd play what somebody once said to me was the German Beatles. Now, I think a better description would probably be the German Shocking Blue, because, I mean, this particular incarnation of them had sort of three guys playing instruments and then a female lead vocalist, which Shocking Blue did. I don't recall the Beatles really doing that. They sort of had the Yoko thing around about the beginning of 1969, but it probably didn't fare so well. This is The Rattles, and from 1970, the first track off their album, The Witch, and I think something of an anthem for 2020. You can't have sunshine every day.
Shocking blue.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to live in the outback, having sunshine every day? Well, now you can get the Pan Australian 2,500 watt light bulb. Put one up in your lounge and get yourself reclining on that sunbed. Warning: product requires substation being located next to your house. Product gets very hot. Product by no means suitable for sustaining human life.
Thank you.
desserts, right? Well, my friend Graham, I was having a conversation with him the other day, and he was sort of saying in this sort of modern economic world that we live in, you know, people sort of have dessert and it's sort of thrust upon us by the marketing forces. Well, I think, you know, I've sort of said to him, look, Gray, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's the other way around. I mean, cakes and biscuits and cookies and all that sort of thing. I mean, they sell themselves, don't they? You don't need to peddle them. I mean, it's, you know, cabbage and, you know, lettuce and potatoes. I mean, potatoes are all right when they're fried, but I mean, on their own, I mean, come on, you need to sort of sell them. So, I mean, I think it's, you know, marketing forces that's pushing veg.
A few things that, you know, I never share. I don't share things about me. I certainly don't share my innermost thoughts. I don't share spoons, and I definitely don't share dessert.
back. No way. This time it looks like love is here to stay. As long as I shall live, I'll give you all I have and all I have to give.
One up in your lounge and get yourself reclining on that sunbed.
Hello and welcome to All Star Memorabilia, the program where memorabilia is the star, hosted by your very own Memo Foam. Boy, have we got a packed show for you tonight, and we're going to start off with the one and only Dustin Hoffman. Good evening.
Now then.
And I just wanted to point out that you're not the same Dustin Hoffman that was on Midnight Cowboy.
No, but there's a funny story attached to that, because I used to have a stall on Market that were open late, dealing in accessible memorabilia, as a matter of fact. And people used to call me Midnight Cowboy then.
And that's good, because tonight's show is all about accessible memorabilia. Can you give us an example, Dustin?
Well, I've got this here. It's, you call it, Bowl Bridge Kitchen Cupboard Handle. And this is from John Lennon's house.
And that million-dollar question, what's the provenance, Dustin?
Well, funny you should ask. It was quite, you know, just put that down. Quite a lengthy process, because I heard that, you know, it had been in John Lennon's house, and I wrote to George Harrison's estate, and cut a long story short, finally got a memo, like your name, innit, from Olivia Harrison, and she said to tell me that she could remember George telling a story that he were at John's in 1971 and he'd had a hankering for some salt and vinegar crisps, and she recalled how Harrison told her that you know, how cheap Lennon's cupboard handles looked.
Wow, can I just take a look? Don't touch it, we are gloves. George Harrison's touched that.
Well, I'll let you get a handle on things. And while I'm at it, what's this plank of wood here?
Well, this is actually a shelf from George Martin's potting shed.
And what's the provenance?
Well, I've got this picture I can show you that is George in his potting shed. And you can see quite clearly there is some shelving behind him. And this plank is one of those shelves.
Well, it sounds a little bit sketchy to me, but you know, when I'm buying shelves, I always take Sean Connery with me, because it's always a voyage of shelf discovery.
Came home 5 nights in a row late, so I says, you'll get your just desserts, Gary. Now all he's eating is apple pie. Bit size of a house soon.
Chocolate fudge, sherry trifle, banoffee pie, blueberry flapjack, all washed down with caramel juice. Lovely.
The next song is from 2011, which for this show is positively yesterday. This is the High Llamas, and that was sort of a group that was formed mainly around, or is formed mainly around, Sean O'Hagan, and sort of hails from the early 90s, in fact. And they started off sort of fairly, I guess, normal, whatever normal is. and then became a little bit more electronic. And I think they've described themselves, I mean, a lot of people describe themselves for them. A lot of people have said, oh, it's like the Beach Boys, but they acknowledge the Beach Boys as being a influence, but they like to add a few more sort of electro bossa nova and all that sort of thing. It sounds like a nice cocktail to me. But from 2011, here is
Fly Baby Fly. Fly baby fly, make your mother sigh.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Here from paradise.
No, look near, Paul.
While on your holiday, you can visit the El Sop Dispensaire Cocktail Lounge after 6 p.m. Le Flamingo Passive. Sample some of our fine cocktails: the gas-fired Watusi, the Motor Neuron Sponge, Parquet Daybed, Orange Doncaster Alexander, and of course our pièce de résistance, Post-Nuclear Landscape. Be sure to pop by for a piece of postmodern dystopia.
دیوار دلم یه صدای پا میاد، یه صدای آشنا از تو کوچه ها میاد، یه صدای پا میاد، یه صدای پا میاد. نفس
نفسم راهشو گم کرده تو سینه، چشم من یه سایه رو دیوار میبینه، صدای تیک تیک قلبم نمیذاره، صدای پاهاش توی گوشم بشینه. اونجا کیه کیه پشت دیوار کیه، سایشو من میبینم، شاید خواب میبینم برگشت پیش من امید آخرینم. اگه اون که گم شده یه روزی پیدا بشه، قفل زندون دلم با کلیدش ها بشه، من خوبی دارو همراش میگره، دست خوبشو تو دستم میذاره. اگه اون که گم شده یه روزی پیدا بشه، قفل زندون دلم با کلیدش ها بشه، من خوبی دارو همراش میگره، دست خوبشو تو دستم میذاره. پشت دیوار دلم یه صدای ما میاد، یه صدای آشنا از تو کوچه ها میاد، یه صدای ما میاد، یه صدای ما میاد. نفسم راهشو گم کرده تو سینه، چشم من یه سایه رو دیوار میبینه، صدای تک تک قلبم نمیذاره، صدای پاهاش توی گوشم بشینه. اونجا کیه کیه پشت دیوار کیه، سایه‌شو من میبینم، شاید خواب میبینم برگشت پیش من امید آخرینم. اگه اون که گم شده یه روزی پیدا بشه، قفل زندون دلم با کلیدش رو بشه، همه خوبی یارو هم روش میگره، دست خوبشو تو دستم میذاره. اگه اون که گم شده یه روزی پیدا بشه، قفل زندون دلم با کلیدش رو بشه، همه خوبی یارو هم روش میگره، دست خوبشو تو دستم میذاره.
The motor neuron sponge.
And my next guest here is with some cotton reels, I see, and it's Maddie Hamilton. Good evening.
Hello, Memo. Thank you for inviting me to the show.
And whose are the cotton reels?
Well, they were Julie Andrews' cotton reels.
And what's the provenance?
Well, apparently they were in a sewing machine on the set of Star in 1968. And somebody said to Julie, oh, could I take your cotton reels? And then they sold them to me.
Well, that's as good as from the horse's mouth. And what do these cotton reels mean to you?
Well, I always thought of, you know, Julie being quite a sort of maternal figure. I mean, if I look at Julie and sort of think of my own sort of wishes for a maternal figure in my life, I mean, Julie's it. And I think also the fact that there's six cotton reels and that there were seven Von Trapp children, I mean, that's got meaning.
Spooky stuff.
They like to add a few more sort of electro bossa nova and all that sort of thing. It sounds like a nice cocktail to me.
What we think is chic, unique, and quite adorable, they think he's odd and sodden and gomorable. But the fact is everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, it's not insanity, says Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow, now is quite permissible. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie now.
day is thoroughly modern. Bands are getting jazzier. Everything today is starting to go. Cars are getting snazzier. Men say it's criminal what women'll do. What they're forgetting is this is 1922. Have you seen the way they kiss in the movies? Isn't it delectable? Painting lips and pencil lining your brow. Now it's quite respectable. Goodbye, good goody girl. I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern lady.
Well, always dawned on me with the, you know, Sound of Music is, you know, the main character, Fräulein Maria. She's this somewhat, you know, loose character that's sort of, you know, come down from the monastery sort of thing, causing, you know, absolute pandemonium. I mean, she has some pink lemonade and stuff like that, but, you know. It doesn't really sort of seem to me that she should be the sort of heroine of the story sort of thing, because, I mean, all she's done is she sort of entered him into that bloody singing contest and, yeah, don't really focus on, you know, Baroness Schrader, really, who seems, you know, in sort of manner, all manner of speaking, a bit more sound. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm all for having a good time and, you know, coming down the mountains and, you know, dancing around a bit to, you know, goats and stuff, but I mean, really.
Thank you. imagine.
Here's a group that came out of Amarillo, Texas. Is this the way to Amarillo? There's a song in there somewhere. Voice is not all it should be today. This is the, it started as a group called the Illusions, and then it became the Yarls, which, I mean, yeah, it's got an apostrophe in there. Not many bands have that, so I would have kept with that. But they joined Lee Hazelwood's LHI Records and became the Kitchen Sonk. You get it? There was five of them, and French, yeah, whatever. And they had an album in 1967 called Everything But The Kitchen Sonk. Yeah, it kind of fits, doesn't it? And I'm not sure what we're supposed to have done, but you'll be sorry someday. You'll be sorry.
You said that I was king of the realm of your only world. Now because you please look down, you're suddenly a different girl. You're so concerned about what people do. You're so concerned about the things they say. You're gonna live your life for them, the world, and you'll be sorry some.
Six Battenberg cake last week, and I've had five gamissing out at cupboard. I reckon it's my nephew Roy. I'll turn his backside when he gets round here. What's that? What will I say? I said, Roy, have you had my Battenberg?
Mm-hmm.
silly, neither of us compromise it.
Yeah, but
it is at least one stage better if I can start to compromise, then maybe they can feel that they'll bend a little for me then.
Yeah, but if her being around so much has caused a lot of the trouble, that you're compromising already, and you've made a lot of your compromise. You know what I mean?
What, by
right, yeah. Omnipresence.
I think it's because we've thought that the only alternative would be for John just to say, okay, well, see you then. You know, and we've not wanted to. But it's going to be such an incredible sort of comical thing, like in 50 years' time, you know.
Mm.
They broke up because Yoko sat on an amp. You know, or just something like this. What? You see, John kept bringing this girl along.
They were in a sewing machine on the set of Star in 1968.
And my final guest tonight is Brick.
Well, actually, it's Bricking.
Bricking, right?
Yeah, my dad named me after the craft and not the brick.
And what have you got, Bricking?
Yeah, well, this is just hold this up here. This is Iggy Pop's stapler. Yeah.
And that's some claim. What's the provenance?
Well, it has got Tippex at the end of it in liquid paper. IP. It's worn off a bit. Apparently he used it for some paperwork around the time of the idiot, so it's from, his classic period.
Well, a lot of people would say that Iggy Pop was looking quite thin then. He must have been on a staple diet.
Yeah.
begins. You don't want to live, 'cause you can't believe in the one you're with, 'cause you know her tricks and you know her past. When she makes a face, you just have to laugh, and you feel like such a know-it-all when you only want just a tiny girl, and you hope she'll sing. So you turn around toward the tiny girls who have got no tricks, who have got no past. Yeah, that's what you think, and you hope she'll sing. But she sings of greed like a young banshee, and she wants for this and she wants for that. Ah, what did you think?
There's nothing more I love than a good pudding after I've had my main course, like. And, you know, one of my pet hates is folks that are stingy with custard. Just get it piled on. The end of another show. Hope you've enjoyed it, and well, stick around, because Simon and Leo are on just right now. So stay cool, eat dessert, and keep connected. Good night.